Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. Bob Geldof is on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph with the headline, "You Make Me Puke." He was speaking at the One Young World Summit in Belfast yesterday at a session on global food shortage. The Irish Times report of the same speech says his puke reference was in reaction to an earlier speech from Pepsi in which they spoke about their commitment to women farmers. Geldof said, "Pepsi are not a food company. They make a nice drink. I love it. Thanks very much. But please spare me the 60 million plastic bottles every year." The headline there is "Geldof takes pop at Pepsi." That's in the Irish Times. On that paper's front page, pictures of four men charged in connection with the seizure of cocaine on the MV Matthew last week. While the Examiner reports that there are still 20 sailors on the ship in Cork Harbour, many of them Filipinos, and they haven't been charged. The paper says the state will have to pay significant mooring fees for the ship, as well as maintaining a Garda presence there to preserve it as a crime scene. And Garda presence is the preoccupation of most papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mail reports that Gardaí were scrambling to cover security at Oras an Uachtaráin yesterday following the withdrawal of voluntary overtime. Above that, a story about Gardaí protecting Leinster House on Budget Day next week. The Mail says security there will be like a visit by a US president, while the Irish Daily Mirror front page says that Drew Harris is sending out an SOS for Budget Day. The headline there is "Doyle 999. The front page of the Irish Daily Star features Rose Callaly, the mother of Rachel Callaly, who was killed by Joe O'Reilly in the Knoll, North County Dublin. She says that he's making his fourth attempt at parole, and Rose and her family are objecting. "Say a prayer," she says. "I fear he may finally go free." According to the Star, Rachel Callaly was murdered on this day 19 years ago. Back to the budget, and if you're looking for a comprehensive roundup of budget stories, the Irish Independent is a good place to start. Here are some of the headlines. Page one, budget warning as ESRI predicts Irish economy to shrink. And then inside, Donnelly faces showdown with Meagher Michael in budget talks. And then O'Gorman pushes for 25% decrease in childcare fees. And over an analysis piece by Sarah Collins, the headline is, "Era of mega surpluses is on the wane, time to temper expectations." Back to the front pages, and the Herald has a story about an undertaker being suspected of stealing cash from dead people as he removed them from their homes. The paper reports that investigating Gardaí placed a small number of marked notes in a room where a body was reposing. When they checked later, the notes were missing. The Herald says the undertaker was searched and the notes were allegedly on him. The Irish News has that story of the Chinese student in Belfast who was conned out of money by scam artists pretending to be Beijing police and threatening to arrest her if she didn't pay up. She did pay up £200,000. And back to the Irish Times and Austria. The country has finally made a decision about Adolf Hitler's birthplace. Because of fears that it would become a place of pilgrimage for neo-Nazis, the Austrian government has turned it into a police station.